But yeah, the worst thing is just my brain. I don't like the depression. I don't like the mania. I don't like the way my heartbeat is pounding in my ears and all I can hear is the blood rushing through my head. I don't like the fact that my brain starts cycling up and going at sort of quadruple speed. It's like someone's put my thoughts on fast forward. So all you can hear is that kind of jabber noise as it shoots past. But I have my guide dog. She makes life easier and she's mental support. There's nothing that can not be made right by hugging a guide dog or petting a cat. And given that I belong to two beautiful animals who, you know, stick around, I can't be that bad. They stay, not just because I feed them. I mean, Isis today, she was kneading me. She had a little paws against my arm and she was just kneading me as if to say, I love you. And, you know, she does stay. You know, she must have some kind of affection for me. Must be doing the right thing. It's a great thing when you're owned by a cat. But I'm just trying to sort of deal with all this stuff at the moment, and it's hard. And it's annoying me because I really, really wish I didn't have to do it all. You know, it seems stupid that I worry about the most trivial things as if they're, you know, the most life-changing bits and pieces. I'm so worried about what other people think all the time. Little things like, you know, where uni does her business. Little things like, you know, saying the wrong thing to somebody or trying to interact with them. There is no hope for me. I'm screwed in many, many ways, you know. But it's just trying to kind of get around with it. And I can't go back to how I was 20 years ago. You know, I've never exactly been normal. But it's... The problem is my actual problem is so mild as well that there's not really much people can do. You know, it's not like... medication is never a fun option. But I scored so highly on this damn autism quotient test. I think I got about 40-something, which is... I think it was like 38, 39 in the end. And it's just like, yeah, okay. So I just want to get the formal bit over and done with so I can kind of move on. And this is the stupid thing. I find it easier to acknowledge that I've got something on the autism quotient, like Asperger's, it probably is Asperger's, than it is to deal with my visual impairment. How stupid is that? I mean, seriously, how absolutely nuts is it? The problem is, in my brain, because I have residual vision, my residual vision is not good. But at the same time, it's not as bad as a lot of people I know. You know, I've got one eye that kind of works on a good day when it feels like it. But at the same time, because I've spent so many years with my brain replacing things, it's like I've got character recognition. I look at a sign, I can't read it, but my brain fills in the gaps. It tells me that, you know, that letter that probably looks like an F, it probably is. You know, and I'm so used to filling in the gaps that it gives me some measure of being able to get around and act not blind. And by the same extension, I can't make out people's faces because I haven't got the definition. But, like people who are face blind, I can still do it. I can guess who somebody is. I can tell by when they talk to me. I can tell by the colour of their hair or the colour of the clothes they're wearing or something random like a tattoo or, you know, there's enough physical features about someone for me to be able to divine who it is. Plus there's that great thing of probability, you know, and familiarity. But it's just like trying to explain all this stuff to people, they just don't get it. I can't blame them really. I mean, it's not exactly, I've not just got one thing wrong, people have like seven. Plus, it's completely insane. Why can't it just be broken once? Why do I have to get it four or five times? But I feel like I'm cheating. I feel like I've crept my way in and you know, and it's not. I haven't got to worry about that. I'm visually impaired. I can't do anything about it. I've got to learn to accept it, and it's taking ages. But that's for another day, I think. I'm going to bed. Night, folks.